It is growing dark. The magnificent yacht of Mrs. Patricia Gregory rides at anchor just off a mysterious bank of fog in the South Seas. On board the yacht, Mrs. Gregory, her business manager Tex Bradford, and their young companion Jerry Hall are eagerly trying an experiment. Bradford has just set up a unique piece of mechanism through which he can see over the horizon or over a building and down into the street on the other side of it. Now the machine is focused on the strange fog bank. And behind this bank lies what? Will this prove to be the Magic Island?
What do you see, Tex?
Hold on, son. Don't get excited now. But I think we've got something here.
Oh, please, Tex. May I look?
Why, of course, Pat. Go to it. You'll be next, Jerry.
I'm almost afraid to look. 14 years is a long time to look for something. We're almost afraid to find it then.
Go on, Mrs. Gregory. You'll never get Captain Bradford to tell us what he saw through that thing. Take a look for yourself. Gee whiz. If Joan is there, after you hunting for her for 14 years, you ought to be the first one to see her.
You're a gallant lad, Jerry. Oh, Tex, what did you see?
Nothing doing, Pat. Here, you look. I just got the range for you. But hurry now, it's nearly dark.
All right. Do I put my eye here?
That's it. Steady does it, Pat. I'll work that sextant just a hair's breadth if you want to.
Right.
Do you see anything, Mrs. Gregory?
Hush, kid.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think I see a group of people. They aren't very clear yet. No, that's better. The whole island shines as if it were polished stone or some kind of metal. Now I see the group more clearly.
Yeah? What else?
Jerry.
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, Tex. Jerry, I...
Well, she's fainted, kid. Run and get a glass of water out of my cabin. Hurry.
Yes, sir.
Pat, you're all right, Pat. Just take it easy for a minute. Jerry's getting you a glass of water. Pat. There. That's better, Pat. Where's that water, Jerry?
I'm coming.
Oh, what? Tex. Tex, I saw...
Is she all right now? Is she all right?
She'll be all right in a jiffy. Hand me that glass of water.
Here.
Where's the water?
Huh?
Where's the water?
Oh, golly. I drank it myself. I'll get some more.
It's a good thing you didn't need that water.
I'm all right. Silly of me to do that, wasn't it?
Nothing you could ever do would be silly to me, Pat, but just what got you so quick? You saw something?
Tex, I saw that group of people. They're real, and they're on an island all right, and... Oh, it's almost too much to believe, but I thought I saw a young girl with them.
I thought I saw the same. And for your sake, I hope we're both right.
Here's the glass with the water in it.
Thanks, Jerry. Now I feel better. That's the first time I ever felt like fainting.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I would have fainted if I hadn't used the first glass of water on myself. I could tell what you saw from the way you acted. May I look now?
Help yourself, son.
Boy, what a thrill this is. Now, let's see. Oh, looks kind of cloudy at first. There. There now. I can see better. This focus is easy enough. I got it. Gee, there's people there. People on the island right inside the fog. Whole bunches of them. But they're all men. No, they ain't. Hey, there's a girl with them. A girl, Mrs. Gregory.
Yes, Jerry, I saw that too, but don't hope too much.
Hope? Nothing. That's your little girl. I know it is. That's Joan. She looks just like you do.
Now, Jerry, I made that machine, and I happen to know you can't distinguish features at that distance.
I don't care about her features. I'm talking about what she looks like.
You better let me take another look, Jerry. It's getting dark. It's pitch black in 15 minutes. We won't get any twilight. Better learn what I can about our situation before we hole up for the night. All right now, Pat?
Quite all right.
I'll steady you up, Mrs. Gregory. You just hang on to my hand. I'm not nervous anymore.
Thank you, Jerry.
What do you see, Captain?
There's a group of people on the island, all right, and... Well, now there's a funny one. They seem to be pointing something at us.
Bet they're going to shoot. Let's duck.
Oh.
No. No, it looks more like a telescope. But it's something like that, and they know how to look through that fog. They see us all right. Some of them are waving their arms and pointing at us.
Well, we sure couldn't see anything through the fog. Good thing you had this machine for reflecting your rays against the air over the island and looking down on it.
From the way they're acting, it's obvious they see us and see us plainly.
Is there any danger, Tex?
I think not. At least not so long as we just ride at anchor. Here, say, something's happening.
What are they doing now?
They are not doing anything. least not anything I can see, but the fog is. I've got it. They figured out that I'm watching them by means of rays refracted over the top of that fog. So they're closing it over the top.
Closing what over?
The island. All of it. You were right, Jerry. That fog is artificially made and perfectly controlled. Now they're covering up overhead with it. I can hardly see. Well, that's all for now. They put a perfect roof of fog over that whole island, and it didn't take them more than 30 seconds to do it.
Then they did know we were watching them, sure enough.
What do you think we ought to do now, Tex?
Nothing. Just nothing. It's nearly dark. There's no reason to fear anything, and they can't watch us any longer.
I'm getting a little chilly. Probably just nerves. It's anything but cold this evening.
Yeah, we'll go in the radio room and sit down and talk this thing over quietly. Oh, you're doing splendidly, Pat. I know what a strain you must be under.
This would be a strain for anybody. I'll go ahead and open the door.
I'll leave this stratoscope right here for the time. You take that easy chair, Pat.
All right.
Jerry, warm up the radio.
Oh, boy. Do I get to use it?
Go ahead, son. Let me know when it's warm, and I'll give you the message.
Now, Tex, tell me honestly. Do you think there's a chance that my little girl is on that island?
After what we've seen in the last 6 hours, there's a chance for anything. I've never had any hope that you would find little Joan. Everyone agreed that she must have drowned in that shipwreck. And 14 years is a long time without news of her.
But now, Tex, now, don't you see that there's some reason that may make those 14 years of silence possible? That island is weird. It's mysterious. It's almost what the old sailor said it was, a magic island.
Agreed. And for the first time, I'm willing to admit there is a chance. A mighty good chance that the little girl on the island could be Joan.
How can we find out and how soon?
We'll have to take our time. For one thing, we don't know what that island represents. Nothing in the ordinary or usual run of islands, that's sure. With all their fog machines or whatever they use to hide the island with, and their magnetized circle to keep boats off, it might mean a lot of things. And they're most likely all bad.
I've got the set ready, Captain. What's the call?
Call Johnson at J-12C as you did before. Sign your name in the yacht call, J-24Y.
Okay. J-12C, J-12C, Jerry Hall on J-24Y to J-12C. Hello, J-12. Hello, J-12.
Now hold it, Jerry. He's got an automatic recording pickup there. And even if he's out of the room, he'll get a sustained curve on his frequency disturbance graph when he checks it.
You're the most mysterious folks I ever saw. You've got yachts as big as battleships, private radio stations on wavelengths nobody ever heard of, and call letters like a kid's club. What's it all about?
You promised not to ask that again till we were ready to tell you, Jerry.
I'm sorry. But you'll be sorry if I die of curiosity.
Nobody ever died of it yet.
Well, I don't feel any too good.
Hello, J-24Y. Hello, J-12C, Johnson. Go ahead, J-24.
Here he is. What'll I tell him?
Give him our position. Make the story about the island brief. Ask him stand by. If we do not report all clear by tomorrow noon, he has to ask D.C. to rush full protection. Story is for publication. He can use his own judgment. Shoot it, kid.
Right. Hello, J-12C. Jerry Hall for Captain Bradford on J-24Y. Are you ready?
Go ahead, Hall. Go ahead.
Located island, surrounded by fog camouflage, standing by for daylight to try landing. Boat held off this evening by magnetic ring in ocean, probably 100 yards offshore. Our position is latitude 29.
Hey.
What's the matter, Skipper?
Danger.
What kind of danger?
Drifting.
Drifting? Well, what's the matter with your anchors?
Dragging.
Dragging the anchors? I don't hear any wind. What's going on?
Hurry.
Do I keep sending?
Stay right in there, son, no matter what happens. Stay with that radio and report in full to J-12. Come on, Pat, we'll look around.
Are you still there, J-12C? Hello, J-12.
What happened? I can hear you very faintly, J-24. Go ahead, all.
The boat is drifting. Captain Bradford and Mrs. Gregory have gone on deck with the skipper. No wind, calm sea, anchored in 3 fathoms, but drifting. Dragging the anchors, no reason for it. Stand by for emergency flash. Got that? Hey, the lights are going out. Something's wrong.
Your signal is fading, J-24. Standing by for emergency call. Are you getting me, J-24? Hello, Hall. J-12C to J-24. Why, can you?
Oh, the set's gone dead. And the lights are all out. The same thing that happened before. I'd better get up on deck. Oh! Golly, Whiskers. That chair hurt my shins. Where's the handle on this door? Ah, there it is. Oh, boy. Hey, Tex, where are you?
I'm up forward, Jerry.
Where are you? I can't see a thing.
Right here. You nearly bumped into us. Your juice quit on you, didn't it?
Yeah. Same thing we had today?
The skipper's working with the crew to get out a spare anchor over the stern, but we're already dragging two of them.
Well, if it wasn't so dark, we might see what's happening.
All we can see is a funny gray color, and you can't see much of that.
Tex, Jerry, I think I can smell something unusual.
Huh? You're right. I smell a gas or a chemical of some kind.
I know why the sky's all gray, and I know what the smell is, too.
The fog. Is that it?
That's it. And we're drifting into that island.
We're going through the fog, Tex.
I know it. Look there. Dead ahead. See that faint glow?
It's a little lighter up there. And the fog isn't quite so thick. That fog is some kind of gas, by the smell.
Doesn't seem to affect us any, though.
We're drifting faster, aren't we? That glow of light is rapidly getting nearer.
I hope we don't smash into something before we get on the beach, or grab a pier, or a dock of some kind.
Why should we drift to the island? We tried for 2 hours to get through this fog with full speed ahead, and we couldn't move. Now we're drifting through it.
You don't drift and drag two anchors in 3 fathoms of still water with no wind and no tide.
We're not drifting?
I'll say we're not drifting. That magnetism is working again, only stronger this time. We're being pulled. This boat is being dragged to that island.